Well, fuck it. Let's talk. Me and you. Fuck it.
All right. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. What's up? One-on-one. Me and Joey Avery. What's up, dude? What's happening with you, bro? You having a good day?
Not much. I feel like this was a slower... Am I crazy to think this was like one of the slower news weeks since the start of the pandemic?
Besides that, I just heard that alien technology is confirmed. Did you hear about that?
Oh, I did, and I would love to talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
There's an actual video of Marco Rubio literally saying, you know, and this is not like a fringe, this is a senator or whatever you think of him, and he's the head of whatever oversight committee, and he basically was like, yeah, I can confirm that we've seen and we have technology that we have no idea what it is. And he basically was like, listen, I hope it's from outer space because that's less scary to me than it being some shit that Russia or China figured out that we have no idea what it is.
So that's what someone in my chat was saying is like, they didn't confirm it was alien technology. I mean, it's gotta be Germany, right? They're always on the forefront of killing people, right?
They've slowed down a bit. In fact, they don't spend enough money. We're pulling troops out of Germany because they don't spend enough percentage of their GDP on defense because they've decided to become more of like a social program state. It turns out that they've really looked at the whole Nazi thing and they went for kind of a pivot.
They got GDP out there. I didn't know they got Granddaddy Purple in Germany. That's fucking dope,
do,
dude. I used to fuck with GDP all the time, dude. Go to the club, get some GDP, spend some of that GOP money, some of that
GOP money on a GDP.
GOP on a GDP. What's the Democratic GDP? One? What's the Democratic one?
Actually, I don't know. I don't know if there's a three-letter Democratic one. I mean, the Dems, the Libs.
Isn't that funny? We both identify as Democrats, but we're like, I don't know anything about the Democrats. I just know about Republicans.
I don't think there's a three.
So the article came out, and they're not confirming alien technology, right? But then he says it's going to be less scary. Are you fucking kidding me? How is that less scary than a bunch of fucking dumb Russians running around with spaceships?
Well, yeah.
Russians are dumb, but, you know.
He basically was like, we have shit and we don't know what it is.
And we
have no idea. I think it'd be hilarious if it was like Papua New Guinea or like some like random country that like has no military but invented a new way to fly and they're just about to fucking eat our lunch.
Yeah, bro. Luxembourg comes through with some fucking straight technology, goated technology. They're like, where the fuck did Luxembourg come from, yo?
Yeah.
They're taking over the world. So you don't think the conspiracy theories are, is the government knowing something that's going to happen that we don't? Is this in any way related to COVID? And would you have sex with an alien?
Great questions.
Are my three questions?
Yeah, I think they're all related. I obviously the conspiracy theory makes sense because people would say, oh, Trump's reelection shit's not looking up. Everything's looking bad. Why not get this out there now? But it's not really even as much of a bombshell as it should be because you would think that the moment the government confirms we have aerial technology that like in our grasp that we don't know how the fuck it works, that should be the only thing that people are talking about. But it's not even a top line news story if you go to all the news aggregators and apps and things like that. So I don't think it's a conspiracy. I just think that it's time we had to admit it. You know what I mean?
What about Space Force?
It is actually a great reason.
Did Trump like know something, you know? Oh, we're going to make this space army because Independence Day is actually happening.
What if it was,
where the fuck is Will Smith? Where's Will Smith during all this?
Right. What if it was instead of MySpace Force and it was run by MySpace Tom and it's just a bunch of scene chicks from like 2004
Those are the aliens
still flying space shuttles.
Those are the armies are just fucking just a bunch of studded bracelets and shit, and dudes doing that punch dance thing, you know? You know what's a jinko punch dancing, dude? What is that? You know what I'm talking about? What was that?
I don't.
Hold on.
It's dude, I imagine having a page where, you know, I thought it was so cool when you used to get to have a song. It was like, this is my song.
Oh, you know? Yeah. It was,
I missed that.
For sure.
Identified with that.
I identified with that. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can bring this up.
Yeah. While you bring it up, think about this. If you heard, I was asking this question earlier today to a friend. If an alien craft crashed and an alien rolls into your backyard and just gives you a friendly wave,
mm-hmm.
what do you do? Do you, like, what's your move? What's your hello?
I don't know, dude. This is not working, though.
You had it, and then it went to the other screen.
Yeah, I know, but I got two monitors right now, so it's all very confusing. I'm still learning how to fucking do this.
Yeah, that's good. Will Smith is in an entanglement.
Yeah.
Thanks, DJ in chat. That we never talk. I mean, we're not experts on that, but did we discuss all of that?
The entanglement? Do you see this?
The whole way that all rolled out, the August Alsina thing, the fact that Jada was hooking up with one of Jay Din's friends while he said he was getting over drugs. That's like pretty wild. I'm getting a little audio.
It's Andrew. It's Andrew like trying to break into this fucking.
Can we mute him?
Yeah, I muted.
Nice.
Can you see this? You see this? Have you never seen this? Have you never seen this before? This is fucking great, dude.
It is if you're only listening, it's a cyber goth dance party taking place under a bridge.
Bro, just fucking wait, bro.
Oh my god, they are punch dancing. You've got gas masks, netted clothes, a lot of eye black. Oh, they're getting into it. These are the Where Are They Now videos that I want to see.
That wasn't the video, I feel like.
What? Cybergoth Christmas Party. I saw the funniest Onion article headline, and it was gas leak. Gas leak gets out at Cybergoth Party.
Yeah.
Nobody killed, and they're all wearing gas masks.
That's sick. That's sick. Send these fuckers to space, bro. We need these motherfuckers to beat ass in space, dude. Just be punch dancing. Look at this guy. We are gigging. Let's go. We are all up Molly.
Do you ever like wish that maybe you'd gotten into something like that? As dumb as it is, I mean, look how free they are just committing to something as ridiculous as that.
Oh, I know. 100%, dude. Like, I don't think I ever got into like punch dancing like that, but in seventh grade, I do remember trying to learn how to break dance, and that was not good. I got the thing where I can like spin around on one leg, and it all started because I was at a seventh grade dance, and this dude like did a break dance, and then everybody was like, "This guy's so cool." So I was like, "Oh, I'm about to fucking learn a break dance."
Yeah, break dancing was the ultimate showstopper back in the day. And you grew into a life where you wore too many tall tees to have never not tried break dancing.
100%. And then I realized I'm not Filipino, so I can't do that. Of course Andrew can break dance.
Was he good?
I'm sure he was good. He's Filipino. Have you ever seen him fucking dance? His hips don't lie.
Well, I didn't know if he was good at break dancing, but I knew he was good at breaking computers.
I know, dude. I don't know. I think he's really upset, actually. He's, like, downstairs, like, kind of pissed off.
Freaking out a little bit?
Well, yeah, because his shit's not fucking working. I don't know what the fuck his deal is. I mean, it's, like, fucking, you know. So, aliens come down. What the fuck are we doing? Do you think comedy's going to come back if aliens come?
I hope that our solution to aliens is just build a wall towards space.
That would be tight.
We gotta keep these aliens out of our country.
Keep these aliens out of our country. We're erecting a wall.
You could build a really tall wall. I think that the alien example is, I think it was like Reagan or someone was like, you know, I believe if aliens came down today, it would bring us together. And it's supposed to be this nice uniting moment because it's like, what am I going to get mad at some Russians when aliens are coming? But that's obviously not true because a unseeable virus is attacking us right now. And it has done nothing but tear the world and our country apart. So I think aliens coming would actually just make us madder at each other until we ruin things that way.
I think that would be a good idea, 100%. I also think
something else, right?
What's up?
You were definitely doing something else while I was talking.
I mean, I'm fucking trying to coordinate with two other fucking people. We're on a fucking podcast. It's supposed to be four. We've known about this all fucking week. We've been talking about fucking adding more structure to the fucking podcast. I literally texted everybody. I said, let's do it at 6 or let's do it fucking early. And no one responded until everyone said 5 o'clock. So now we're fucking here. One-on-one podcast. I got fucking David, who's out here fucking getting haircuts like a goddamn idiot during a pandemic, not showing up to the podcast. I got Andrew, who can't figure it out. That's not his fault. But fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking annoying, man. Andrew, just come upstairs. We have a microphone. Bring a chair and come up here.
That's probably the look. I think that's a great idea.
It's very fucking simple.
I think you should do that. Now, Mark... Yeah, text him. But then I want to know what's up with your tooth.
I don't know, bro. I have the worst fucking. So, have you get a light? Can you see? Yeah, you can't really see. Hold on. Let me see if I can turn this light down a little bit. I can't.
Marvel wants Andrew to sit on your lap, Mark. That would be so good. Yep. Oh yeah, there you go.
So I was eating
cute in a way.
I was eating fucking Jack in the Box and fucking I was eating Jack in the Box, did my classic bite down on something, all of a sudden I feel a tooth fucking that I'm chewing on because I'm like, oh what the fuck? And yeah, it was not good.
I had a bad tooth dream the night after that because you told me that, and then I had a dream that like I had a like disintegrating.
Oh,
in my
I
mouth.
Hate that. It's the worst.
It's
or like,
a horrible
or
horrible dream.
It like it feels like it's like lodged in differently, and then it's like constantly like moving. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that's because I grind my teeth at night. But anyway, so I do the thing. I immediately go, it's probably just a shell. Not really. I knew it was a tooth, but I'm like looking in the back of my mouth, like ah. And then I go like this, and I'm like, oh, sick, tight. It's the tooth that everybody sees. That's awesome. So, like, literally, I have no teeth in my mouth.
You have a tough tooth situation, and I wish I could share the wealth because I have extra teeth in my – I have just so many teeth, and they're huge. But I think that the front one actually doesn't look bad, you know?
Well, like
– It's got a little don't fuck with me to it, but not to the extent of like this guy can't be around.
If my regular tooth that isn't chipped was shorter, it would be fine. But the fact that it chipped so much, it looks like I have no tooth there. And it's just insane. It's just fucking insane. Yeah. It's for those of you who don't know, I constantly break my teeth. And I don't know how to fucking fix it.
Yeah. Do you floss ever?
Man, how the fuck is flossing supposed to fucking prevent a tooth from chipping?
It's long-term tooth health.
How am I supposed to floss the bottom of a tooth, bro? I brush it.
I'm not saying that it's going to retroactively grow it back, but it's a preventative measure for the other.
Yeah,
chompers.
I floss. Whatever, dentist fucking Joey, dude. I fucking floss.
Back to the alien thing. Something I did mention on the Chubbies podcast earlier today, but it's a question I want to pose to you because we couldn't come up with one. Is there a better career pivot right now in your mind than Tom DeLonge choosing to leave Blink-182 to start a UFO research foundation and then subsequently having it pay off big.
Oh my God, he's back.
He's back.
I think I'm back.
What happened?
Oh, it sounds great.
It sounds great. You look great.
Sarah's done.
Oh, is Sarah done? Is that why?
I think she's probably done with whatever she was doing.
Damn. Maybe because I just yelled.
OnlyFans?
So Mark's missing a tooth. Joey's got a weird mustache. And I thought I'd wear these glasses. And together we become one real pedophile. I pulled it out just for this moment. I heard you guys talking about your mustache and your teeth. And I was like, let me just round this out.
We're not Thanos with the Infinity Stone. We are Vanos.
Oh my god, that was so funny, bro. All right, see you later, Andrew.
All right, yeah, good stuff. No,
is it over?
Andrew, one thing that came up while you were gone, were you nice at breakdancing? Chat would like to see you breakdance. I don't know if that's something that you're capable of pulling off. Oh my god.
What'd I fucking say, dude? I knew it. That's one of the things that I want to learn, because like anytime a breakdancing like beat comes on, oh fuck, here we go. Anytime that happens, I'm always like, man, I want to fucking dance like that. This is literally, I can only see my chip tooth now.
I'm sorry. I do feel like, Andrew, it's a good thing you found comedy. Otherwise, you could very well have become a BART train dancer.
Dude, I was on my way to start doing that.
Are you using your phone again?
Yeah, why?
That's definitely the reason why it's fucked up.
But it's still working right now for me.
It's a little laggy. All right, no, you're good. Okay.
Like my cousins and stuff, we used to do that all the time. Like we were huge fans of America's Best Dance Crew and stuff like that. One of my friends was on that show.
Oh, he's a Jabberwocky?
No, he was on the season after.
Oh,
he was on the
bummer.
Second season. Shout out my boy Mitch. He was on a show. But we used to try to do all that. Like we wanted to kind of be in that world.
I can see that, and you would probably have a pop in TikTok if you'd stuck with it.
I know. But, in high school, you know how after, like, your college graduation, you'd have, like, a big party with your whole school?
Mm-hmm.
And it was only for your school, right? Like, no other schools can... What was it called? Like, grad night or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, we, after one of, like, I guess, like, another school in the area... had one, and then my friends and I wanted to just like go just to like party with a different high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all like little Filipino dudes. We found like one badge and we were like, yo, we're the dance performers for tonight. We were on America's Best Dance Crew, and then they let us in and we just partied with another school for like a whole night.
Oh, fucking sick.
Yeah.
Did he dance?
No, we did not dance.
Mm. Why not?
I mean, we danced like in there with like people.
Yeah, but like if I were coming crashing a party with like a fucking dancer and shit, I'd be like, all right, what dance are we rehearsing? So that when we come into this party, we fucking push everybody onto the fucking kitchen counter island and fucking create our dance circle where I go off and I fucking start doing what I fucking.
Yeah, how are you not prepared? I mean, what if someone came up and was like, okay, great, I just talked to the coordinator, it's time for your performance. You had nothing for that? This is like the beginning of a movie that Channing Tatum's in. Andrew,
like
that's
this
a question directly.
Oh, sorry.
Andrew's obviously doing something else. When I was talking, I saw Joey and Andrew doing something else. Can we fucking... I'm ending this. I'm done. I'm fucking done. This is fucking stupid. I'm getting really pissed off.
Hey, I've
focus the fuck up. Why are we doing this on fucking Twitch if no one's gonna fucking be here and everyone's texting on their fucking phones?
Okay.
What are we doing? What the fuck are we doing?
Going back to normal. Put on the real glasses.
Put on the fucking real glasses and give Joey your pedophile glasses, because he is the ultimate pedophile with one pair of glasses.
I think a ponytail. Have a pair of glasses that will sell that. But and I think ponytail. That we should not misfocus our anger because it should be directed at Dawood.
Right it's now. All on Dawood. You think I'm just yelling at you two? No, I'm yelling because I'm pissed off at Dawood and I could fucking choke him out. We say one thing about titling his videos and he just doesn't show up to the fucking pod. What kind of responsible shit is this, bro? Grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I do feel like we hurt his feelings a little bit.
Suck a fucking, how do we fucking hurt his feelings? How the fuck do we hurt his feelings? He doesn't have feelings.
Yeah,
he's
I don't
gotta
think,
make merch.
We had the same argument when we hurt Andrew's feelings, and we thought that Andrew didn't have feelings, but I think Dawood might actually not have feelings. So I think it's fine. I think he's okay. But I think he's a bitch.
You know? I mean, I don't know. It's like, oh, bro, I got to go on a fucking Tinder date with some fucking random idiot on another 15th fucking hike instead of the fucking. And he's not even here. He's not even attempting. He's not texting. He knew the fucking time. If he didn't even say anything. What kind of fucking bullshit is that?
He's very mad at us.
Who's mad at us?
That was probably definitely.
Why?
Mad at us.
How to for what?
Because we criticized his producing abilities.
He's garbage. He's trash. If I did something trash, you guys would tell me it's trash, and I'd be like, "Thanks for fucking telling me it's trash." And it's not like we even said it was
upset.
Trash.
I think he'll be most upset about this take.
That's I think my, so. I think.
Maybe it's good that he's not here. Have you ever thought about that?
I feel like we're galaxy branding ourselves right now.
What does that mean?
It means that you're overthinking things.
Oh.
Making things more complicated.
No, basically, we didn't do anything bad to David. David sent us some shit, and both me and Andrew said, hey, listen, if you're going to send input... asking for input on videos posting, don't ask the question for input and then post it. Let us input.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's not like we were like, and it's not like we were calling them trash. We were like, both these videos are fucking great. They're both great fucking videos.
He kind of did us dirty. He did us dirty. He asked for consent and we were like, wait, he didn't wait for it.
Yeah, and yeah, I think it's fair. But, you know, honestly, the videos are good. If you want to see them, check them out. It's at Joey Avery on Instagram. Joey Avery Comedy on TikTok, I believe. So, you know, it's a branding move. I get it. I have a – what do you guys think about Rogan's moving to Austin? Do you think that that comedians will start to decentralize, or is this just the movement of one person because he's so powerful and chosen he can do whatever the fuck he wants?
Well, I mean, Chappelle did this already. You know what I mean? It's not.
Yeah.
It's a little different though because Chappelle doesn't command a community and isn't like a important stop for all things promo and Hollywood and whatever. Like going on Rogan is power. Chappelle just does whatever the fuck Chappelle wants to do because he can.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like people usually do that when they make it big anyway. Like Robin. I mean, RIP Robin Williams, he went back to San Francisco, you know? It's just like...
I thought you were going to say he went to heaven.
No. Like, he went back to San Francisco. A lot of people just go when they've, like, finished.
They when they
like,
make it, back, they go to heaven. Go back, you know, Juice hometown. World, Lil Peep.
Doesn't
stand Sam Kinison.
In, like, Arizona or something like that?
Yeah, Bisbee.
Yeah.
Ben Zillakill is saying Diaz is following, Schaub is out. And that makes sense. They're all established. I think one of the planks of like there's different ways to make it in LA, but one of the ways is if you become, you know, known at the store, you get to go do those podcasts. That starts being a way that you kind of build up.
Yeah. But it also,
I think it'd be cool if comedy decentralized and that you could kind of pop anywhere. And I think that as people get their own platforms and, you know, you can become you can become huge on Twitch from fucking Montana if you want to. And then you don't have to move these places, which I think is a good thing. Doesn't mean there aren't benefits, but I wonder if COVID will speed that up.
Well, it all depends on like what you're trying to do. I mean, does Rogan do a lot of like acting stuff? Like, is he in movies? Like, I don't know if he needs to necessarily be here if he's not trying to be in these studios or go to Atlanta and do those studios, you know?
Yeah, and I guess his I mean, he doesn't really do much acting shit. He does whatever the fuck he wants is the ultimate thing. But I think there was a benefit to being in L.A. because there's so many good guests. But his podcast is such a huge thing that I think people will just fly to Austin and do it.
I mean, the guests who...
It'll help Austin a lot, the comedy scene there, I think.
Maybe.
You wanna know?
Chappelle lives in Ohio. I don't know if that comedy scene is like flourishing like that.
Rogan gives back to other comics more than Dave does.
He saved our club.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean that he doesn't do anything, but I mean like Rogan.
I mean, Chappelle also, he opened up his spot to have a comedy club.
I just saw Matt Broussard did a spot over there.
Broussard did it a week ago. Like he's invited.
Where can I send my booking info to get on Chappelle's comedy show? Can I send him a tape? Hey, Chappelle, if you're listening, can I send you a 5-minute tape unedited from start to finish? First of all, I don't think fucking Joe Rogan's leaving. I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I think Diaz is not out. I think Schaub's not out. Schaub's out because he's... who gives a fuck, to be honest? This motherfucker's not even a comic, bro. You let him go fucking fight coronavirus wherever the fuck he needs to. But Rogan ain't leaving.
He already has his whole place set up, house and studio.
Who said that?
Well, Schultz said it, but also in chat... Dame 13 said it.
Damon,
I mean,
bro.
But you also don't, I mean, I don't know what Rogan is doing or whatever, but you don't think he also has a spot here that he's just keeping just in case, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, if there's a, basically, if LA opened up tomorrow, he'd be like, oh, I'm not going to fucking Austin. It's just like, you know, I don't think Rogan leaving a city or Schaub leaving a city holding up weight to decentralize comedy, you know?
Yeah, I don't think just because of them, but I do think it might happen at one point just because.
Sure.
Just so studios are everywhere now. Well, not everywhere, but they'll probably be a lot more. Like there's, you know, some in Atlanta, some Canada has a studio, like studios there that they're filming for shows right now, like American shows.
That was my question. Not that him doing it is the thing that changes everything, but more that is this a sign of a trend of something that's going to happen?
I think it might, but I don't know how soon, but maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a while.
Shit still matters. I got hit up to potentially talk on this like panel for some Quibi show. And then she was like, oh, what part of the city are you in? And I'm like, oh, I'm in San Francisco. And she's like, I can't have you. And I was like, come on,
lady, in LA
I got a car.
Really?
Yeah, I think because of COVID they're just worried. In a normal world they probably wouldn't.
Oh yeah, because you can't fucking travel, you have to quarantine for 14 days and fucking blah 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 blah. I hope the aliens come. Fuck it, bring them on,
they're here. Yeah, I think it's going to end up being a mix, but I think even if you're in LA, if you can't figure out how to do stuff that would be independent of you being there, then you won't be able to hack it. Like if you can't figure out how to be entertaining online, I don't think there's really going to be much for you in 5-10 years. And being in LA will help because there's a lot of other things that you can get on that will help elevate that profile, but it's going to be a bit of a mix.
It looks like we got a lot of Schultz fans in chat right now.
Good. It is the wave of the future.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, the homie Joey works with Schultz a lot. What video did you help write? The
6ix9ine video most actively that he should run for president, and then helped a little bit with the Confederate statues one. But that crew working out of that studio is making great stuff. And it's been crazy I worked with him first like 4 or 5 years ago in Sunnyvale, and it was like good crowds, but like 3/4 full and like mostly from the one podcast. And then I've seen him, you know, once or twice a year and performed with them out here, and it's just been fucking blowing up and blowing up and blowing up. And it's been the closest I've ever been to seeing what it looks like when something really starts happening for someone.
You guys heard it here first. Joey has written 100% of all of Andrew Schultz's material. All of it. Joey Avery, the ghostwriter.
Write the podcasts. I write everything that is said on every podcast.
Charlemagne the God is actually Joey Avery.
That's right. Yeah. Did you see the I was the two, it's interesting actually, the two biggest interviews, at least from what I've seen making waves online in politics, one was done by Charlemagne when he interviewed Biden, and Biden said, if you ain't thinking of voting for me, then you ain't black. And the other, although nothing really consequential came out of the interview, but did you see that the bar stool that Portnoy went and interviewed Trump?
Saw that.
No, I didn't.
Pull it up.
Man. It has been, I mean, the interview itself is not all that interesting. The from it. I mean, he asks, he kind of softballs him. He's like, oh, you're the only person who I ever saw sniff out that Ali G was fake. And none of the questions are all that interesting. The most interesting moment is he basically asked the president, or he asked Trump, I didn't necessarily like Kaepernick kneeling at the time, but now that you see how people can also protest, it can involve like looting and things like that, but you still say you don't like kneeling, how should people express themselves? Because that seems like a okay thing at this point. Like, basically admitting that he's changed, he's evolved on the issue.
Yeah.
Trump was like, I mean, you could run for office, you could become successful that way, and like a local office. And it was like, dude, like...
Wow. I don't even like Portnoy saying, now that I see the looting, maybe we should kneel. I think that's like a cop out. Like, you didn't change your views on kneeling. You just
don't want to get your shit broke.
You just don't want to get your shit broke. That's like me calling you a fucking idiot, getting punched in the face, and be like, I still think you're a fucking idiot, but I think maybe I should go about it differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
And that's how most people actually are.
That's how most people actually are. But that's not evolving. You're not evolving your fucking, your thought process.
I think you're kind of right about that. Yeah, but even if you can take, I think it's still admirable to be like, yeah, I might have had that wrong at the time.
I guess.
Like, maybe he hasn't become at the tip of the, you know, progressive movement, which would be insanely shocking, but at least to be like, yeah, I think I was wrong about that. I wasn't there yet. And my thinking has changed a little bit and I get it. Even if I was late to the party, I think there's some value in being able to do that.
Yeah. 100%. You're right. I just like, how do you like, I thought I liked Portnoy because I like a lot of like the Barstool shit.
Yeah.
How do you fucking softball Trump, dude? How do you softball this guy when you have the biggest independent sports company in the fucking world? And there's no way to bring it down. It's not like if he hardballs Trump, Barstool goes away.
Yeah, I mean, it came off as very like, it seems to me that he saw it as a moment where he could break the internet with something that would get a ton of views, that would elevate his profile, and that also, you know, as a guy who started out selling, you know, boxes of newspapers to be invited to the Rose Garden or whatever, like, this is like a moment of like how far things have come, but failed to see it through the lens of the president is not here to honor you. He needs to reach a new demographic because he's failing in a lot of polls, and you just showing up there after weeks of, you know, tapes with you coming out saying the N-word and you not being super contrite about things. It's for people who want to defend Barstool and say like, you know what, it's not all about that, they're just kind of edgy and anti-cancel culture and whatever, it makes it a lot harder to defend all those things once you've just went and kind of co-signed Trump in a way. Though I still like a lot of Barstool stuff, but it's just, that's kind of what's happened.
I mean, I'm a big Foreplay Pod fan, and, you know, everyone's from middle country. There's definitely some leftist shit on there. I guess I'm kind of wrong. I guess, like, Barstool maybe right wing more heavily leaning. I always felt like it was sort of neutral, but...
Yeah, I listened to the Barstool radio like after it came out, because I'm a beef queen. I was like, I'm here for all of this. And Big Cat, who does Pardon My Take, was basically saying, like, I don't like to talk about politics. I am not smart enough to talk about politics. I'm people's escape. And now you're forcing me to talk about politics. And he's like, He's like, I don't even have a stance on this, but I was told I was a partner in the company, and the act of you doing this is going to make everyone view things through a certain lens. So everyone basically saying we're apolitical, we're a comedy website.
Yeah.
So they kind of fucked it up. Make jokes that seem right wing. You can make jokes that seem left wing.
Yeah.
When you do stuff like this, sometimes it kind of, you know, but that's how right wing people feel, you know, when ESPN does a bunch of stuff with Obama, and it's like, that's why it's just becoming a tough thing to touch.
Yeah. Kind of like David's fucking face right now. It's very tough to touch, but boy, if I could get just one hand, one chipped tooth on this motherfucker, ooh, I would wring his blonde bleached fucking neck.
You know, I want to make this very clear though. I am not and would never support Donald Trump, but if he said, "Joey, come to the Rose Garden and interview me for Pier 69," based on the numbers that we have right now,
I'd still say no.
I
would say no.
Yeah, bro, we've got no audience. I would hop on out there, and I'd prepare more. I'd ask more interesting questions.
And then some, like now this is like, you know, the hero that didn't fucking do whatever, Angel Rolfo.
Yeah, or the hero that went to Trump and fucking asked him the hardball ass questions. Mark Smalls.
Yeah. Imagine going to the White House and being like, "Mr. President, what that dick tastes like, though." Sir, are you into fitness? Fitness dick in your mouth.
Yeah, that would be a good one to end on. Mr. President, sir, do you like Micho? And he's like, "What's Micho?" "Mi chorizo, you puta. Adios, bitch," and fucking andale. And then just Speedy Gonzalez the fuck out, bro. You'd win two countries, bro. Are you serious?
Dude, he would immediately put up. Dude, that's so funny.
Just like a border wall just appears out of nowhere. Like, you're locked in.
Yeah, I just like if you need, like, I am all for people taking swings, you know? If you're scrappy and you need to do something, take a swing. But he's so big, it's just got a different
Take a fucking
thing.
Swing, dude.
I'd say I would ghost him, dude. That's what I would do.
You would ghost him?
Yeah.
See, I'd act like a weed dealer. I'd be like, "All right, I'm there in like 15 minutes." And then like wait 30 and be like, "Dude, I'm on my way. All right, I'm pulling up. Where are you?" "Fuck, bro, it's not going to work. Sorry." And like just span that out over fucking
like,
2 hours.
It's like you is in social situations.
Yeah, actually, for real, huh? Hey, you guys want to see a video of Dave Portnoy interviewing Donald Trump?
Sure.
Sure.
It's 20 minutes, but I... Okay, I'm interested to see where this goes. Oh, I actually heard about this, and I haven't seen it yet.
Isn't this a long time ago?
That's Dave Portnoy's. That's a video of Dave Portnoy interviewing Donald fucking Trump.
It's 50 cents first pitch.
just a fucking whiff, dude. Just a fucking whiff. Why don't you fucking be like Marin, dude?
Who?
When Marin interviewed Obama, didn't he kind of press a little bit?
I thought you were gonna say that Marin threw out a great first
pitch.
Yeah,
that's
and I was like, Mark exactly Marin has saying. Never done an athletic thing in his life.
True.
I assume.
True. It's Mark Marone.
Mark Marone. Shout out to Marky Mark saying sports are my politics.
Sports are your politics. That's why I stopped watching sports. Is because I hate the politics of sports, and I only watch golf because it like they rarely, but lately it's been getting more and more like stupid, like
that was
baseball,
a fun moment
basketball.
For Joey. I just saw when he read that kind of was like, yeah, that's I like that.
I thought that was interesting. It was a nice take. That was nice. Have you heard the phrase that politics is just sports for nerds?
What?
Politics is called, they call it sports for nerds. Because like if you go to DC, it's all these people competing. and they're on a team and they like, and it's just like sports where it's like, you can geek out about batting averages for the seven hitter on your team, or you can talk about like, oh yeah, I mean, you know what Steny Hoyer is going to do to this bill when it reaches the house. And they like to speculate about what's going to happen, what team's going to win, strategize. And it's just even nerdier, but it's basically, it's like the same kind of structure.
Kind of like how porn is intimacy for me, because I get none of
it. That's right. Porn is sex for incels.
Yeah. For... yeah, two-party system is literally broken. It is literally. Can you imagine watching the NFL and it'd be like, all right, the Bears and the Titans every week for 16 weeks. Who's gonna win?
It's the same thing, because those teams and those fan bases would hate each other so much,
dude.
And then there'd be a lot of people that are like, I love football, but I gotta be honest, I'm not really into the Bears or the Titans. Uh-uh. And then everyone would just be like, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
You don't get to have a say, because it's Bears and Titans, it's people.
Only. Bears and Titans for 16 weeks. Let's hope they make the playoffs, or else there's no playoffs.
Yeah.
You got clips, Andrew?
Let me see. I don't want to fuck anything up. I don't want to like touch anything on here.
It's so hard to, while you look that up, and we can get off politics, but it really is. I just don't see the path to getting rid of the two-party system, because every time, you know, there's a compelling candidate that pushes it, it takes away from the most likely option to win that's closest to their ideology and gives it to the other side. So people will blast you for considering a third party thing. And the two parties have so much fucking money. And there's so much money at the top end of this country that it's like, I just don't know where anything goes.
I don't. Yeah. It's just, it's,
yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
South Park got it right. Each election is between a turd sandwich and a douchebag.
Yeah, South Park is so fucking goated, dude. Like, they're so good at like simplifying things for fucking idiots to like take in, as in myself, you know.
No, but that's what the best comedy does, is it literally gets something so far down to its core and re-explains it to you outside of the context that it's usually given to you, that even if you would be ideologically against it, you're like, oh shit, that is how that is. You know, I've never seen something on South Park and been like, oh, that's wrong. They take even controversial shit and they just nail it, because they distill it all the way down.
And it feels like, I mean, I guess you could say they attack shit from a leftist side, but they also attack the left all the time.
They think everything is a dog and pony show and a charade. And if you don't agree with the politics of South Park, you can eat my whole asshole.
From the fucking front and back.
From the front.
And
I measure my... I measure my asshole from the balls.
Yo, I measure my asshole standing up from my tippy toes. And you could lick all of it. I call my calves the lower portion of my asshole. Start from the lower portion of my asshole and lick it all the way to the top, which is the back of my dandruff-infested head. You fucking idiots. Go ahead and stick your tongue in between the four gaps that I have in my fucking mouth, because I got no teeth. My fucking nightmare is coming true. It's insane, dude. I literally spent $3,000 on a computer and broke my fucking tooth.
Uh-oh, we've got a fresh haircut coming in.
Oh, this haircut better look fucking fire. He better be right next to the fucking router. He's on the way,
driving.
You cunt motherfucker, dude.
Damn, we didn't know you.
Yeah,
bro. You were that mad at us, dude.
Yeah, I didn't know you were that mad, dude. We said your shit's good, dude. I just said don't ask for input and then not give us a chance.
No.
That's exactly what we said.
Yeah.
We all said your shit is awesome. It's a great video. It could have made the news. It could have been the next big thing. if you would have just added one word in the title.
I guess, yeah. No, I feel like you don't ever respond, so I wasn't waiting for you to say anything.
Yeah.
I also, I actually like the title, so I'm kind of out on this one.
Why does it look like David's about to get pulled over by the cops and he's just filming for like his own accord?
I just need video evidence.
Well, let's break this down. Dawood, were you really upset about that? I apologize if you were. I'm flabbergasted.
Bro,
that you actually
don't
were
live stream you get into a car accident.
I really hope this happens. Dude. I really hope this happens, dude.
This is crazy.
I really hope this happens, dude. This is so dangerous.
All right. I'm in.
All
right. He's making eye contact with
the camera. So bad. This is so bad, bro. Can you pull the fuck over, dude? Just leave.
Yeah. Why don't you just join us and like, how far away are you from home?
Like 10. I thought, how long have you guys been going?
An hour.
Are you kidding me, dude? It's 6 o'clock.
It's 6 o'clock, you fucking asshole.
I just wanted to come into the tail end to say hello. Say you guys, I miss you guys. I was a little hurt earlier, but you know, I'm going to let it go.
Okay, wow, well, let's discuss this. Joey, you were wrong. I was wrong. Andrew was completely right. Let's discuss this. Let's discuss why you were hurt. Let's be adults about this.
I'm joking. I wasn't hurt even a little bit.
Oh,
bro,
hey,
yeah,
God.
You were.
Oh, God.
No, I was right.
I swear on my life, I wasn't even offended a little bit.
I see. That's what I'm saying. Like, how could you that's be offended? We literally complimented.
Wait, you guys thought like I was a butter?
No.
When you listen to this podcast, you'll get to hear it all because I was like, I don't actually think he'd be mad about that. And Andrew's like, I think his feelings are hurt. And Mark's like, why is his fucking feelings hurt? We're just trying to fucking help. And I'm like, I really don't think.
If anything, no. I'm taking your feelings into consideration. I feel like you were hurt. And I want to take this time to apologize to you, my dude.
That hurts more. Yeah. I'm not apologizing.
That's what I said would happen.
Like, I thought we were just fucking around, but like, was there a lot of truth in what you guys were saying?
Dude, everything we said was 100% truthful.
Yeah, but like, we're just like, it's not a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal. Like, the videos did great. Like, it's not a big deal at all. The videos were fine.
Oh my God.
Even the titles were fine.
Fuck up that big? Like, I'm thinking,
you guys are making this. Andrew, you and Mark are making this so much worse. I feel like I've read this one right. You guys are wild. Andrew,
I just know other people's
feelings too much. You need to stop thinking about other people's feelings.
Hey, I just know that one episode, I was hurt I was upset. And
rejection.
I let it out. And I was like, I told you guys how I felt. And I feel like Dawood, he didn't want to let us know how he felt.
Well, and Andrew, do you feel like we kind of...
I'm open as fuck on the podcast.
Do you feel like we kind of like reconciled correctly after that when you expressed your feelings? We kind of all like...
After
you addressed
it. My feelings? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I was like... Because that's what I wanted. I wanted to talk about it after.
Straight up, yo. And like... And you know, when we criticize each other, it all comes from a good place. And a loving place. And it's like...
I thought you guys were just kind of fucking with me. I didn't think like anything of it. Like,
I didn't either. I really didn't either. I mean, I literally was like making jokes in the
me
fucking
too.
Text. So it's like when Andrew said like he was hurt, and then you didn't show up to the podcast. I was like, oh my God, bro.
Andrew, have you ever thought about getting a job at a movie theater? Because you make a great projector.
Shit.
I'm sorry I care about my boy, you know? I care about my dude.
He's stumbling down.
I don't know how many
sketches you've shot with Dawood before, but I feel like I know the man.
It's a fair point.
Fair point. No, I love all of you. Not even a little offended. I was just getting my hair cut because I had a date. And it kind of, you know how barbers work. They choose you at the wrong time and all this shit. And
yeah.
It just kind of didn't work out for me.
It looks great, though. It does look like a fire-ass haircut, dude. Let me guess. Like a 3-1, 3-0 taper on the side?
Bald fade
taper on the side. Long top. Got that 2016 haircut. Nice.
Yo, Chad is killing me. Slow Dive was like, so this is like to have an engaging Uber driver.
Yeah, I do this for the side hustle until my podcast takes off, you know?
Yo, and then, yo, this is great. We didn't address it, so that Slow Dive felt like he had to, like, explain why it was funny. And he goes, see, my joke is comedy gold because cab drivers tend to ignore passengers and talk on the phone with other people.
Yeah, it's fucked up that he called me a cab driver, though.
He said Uber at first. Either way, it fucking works.
Osama been fading. Very nice, Benzilla.
Very nice, Benzilla. Very nice, Slow Dive. Very nice. Very nice stuff.
Strong chat.
Strong. I'm telling you, my chat fucking goated, yo. They're the best. They're the best. They're so fucking funny, dude. They're so funny.
It's like having a fifth member, which is great because
it really is.
Have a fourth.
It's the fifth member, bro.
Sixth man.
I don't know if that dig was on me not talking or David not being here.
It was on Dawood.
It was on Dawood. Either way, it works out.
I thought that was for me.
Wow, yeah, this guy shows up 50 minutes into the podcast, talks in his car for 5 minutes, and just assumes that the dig is on Andrew.
Yeah.
I feel like I got a lot of new haircut from you guys, so you guys should take it easy on me for a while because my feelings were hurt.
I don't have a front tooth, you cocksucker. Suck my fucking asshole from the bottom. And it starts at my calf.
The calf.
Start licking it from the calf all the way to the top of my asshole, which ends at the back of my... You guys know what's
dandruff
up.
Dandruff hair. Yeah. He's got a big, long asshole.
Lil Vark said, hey, Dawood, pick me up on the corner of La Jolla and Melrose.
Get a toothy blowjob?
Yeah, I'll give you the toothiest.
Wow, that seems like you're rubbing that in on Mark again.
Yeah, this is hurting. Actually, I'll text you about my feelings after this.
No, we should talk about your feelings, bro.
I'm all over the fucking place. It's been a weird week, rough week. A lot of clarity in my head, a lot of thinking, trying not to be single Mark anymore. You know, just like...
You've arrived at some clarity?
I have.
Not single Mark anymore?
I'm trying not to be.
As in, like,
dating? Or are you trying
to
get back with your ex?
Trying to get back with my ex.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is that based on
Does she know this? Or you?
Yeah. Is that just based on you not wanting to be single Mark?
No, it's based on the clarity that I took some time to think about everything that kind of went wrong. And I kind of put blame mostly on myself. So.
This is interesting.
You know, when you're an adult, you sometimes have to look at yourself in a different light.
Portnoying. On the knee, on the kneeling.
I'm kind of Portnoying on the kneeling. I'm kind of doing exactly. This isn't a Portnoy. This isn't a Portnoy because I am. This is a Portnoy. 100% Portnoy. Didn't like what was happening at the time. See what is happening now. Realize I was wrong back here. Trying to come to here.
I don't know any specifics about your situation, so this is purely general advice, but it's something that I've noticed happening where in a couple, one person per se drives someone to the edge and is behaving badly and all these things, and then a breakup happens, and then it's like, okay, we have to meet in the middle. But mainly, and this I've seen happen, can come from basically being like, oh, I want this to work, so I'm willing to meet in the middle, even though the person who initiated all the bad behavior is going to get to come away and define the terms of where they want the argument to live, even though they've kind of fucked things up. So I don't know what's happening, but I would just say be careful that your desire to get back doesn't mean that you seed ground on stuff that actually wasn't your fault just because it's been explained to you that way.
Well, that part of what you just said was kind of what led us into the breakup in the first place. As far as I felt like I was meeting in the middle.
Can I say this? Because you both can I say that, the therapy stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
couples therapy and mm-hmm. used hers.
Mm-hmm.
Meet in the middle, get your own, have those two therapists battle it out.
That's a very like good a idea. Very now? Good idea. Like a yeah, like a like know? A therapist battle to the death. I like exactly. that. I like that. I like that a lot. I like
I
that a lot.
That'll solve something.
I think that could be good. And like maybe Zoom call the fight, and whoever wins, we take that side. Like if yes. my therapist beats up on her therapist, then I win, right? I think yeah. that's. I mean, we could take a lot from Greek culture back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Have them fight in a big gladiator pit.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. What were you going to say though, Mark?
Well, what I was going to say was, so the couples therapy shit, whatever, like it felt to me at the time, like I was meeting in the middle. There had to be some clarity that I had to come to realize, certain problems that would arise were based in my own insecurities, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And those problems were very easily in my head at the time put on my partner.
Oh, Mark, hey, do you want to work at the movie theater with me?
Yeah, 100%.
Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies.
God damn. Projectors.
We can be real. I mean, you know, there was a point where I was like, this is who I'm fucking marrying. Right? You've never seen that side of me before, correct?
No.
I've never seen that side of me before. Damn, Dawood, you look fucking hot. Holy shit.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my
Mark's
God.
Come over there and fuck you right
dude,
now.
Dude, my guy looks... Oh,
God.
Dude, what's happening, dude? Lying damn, hold on, dude. I think I'm not getting back together with my... I'm trying to fuck, bro. Light. I don't know if I could show that on Twitch. I don't think I'm allowed to show this on Twitch.
Sexy Dawood?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Just
Sexy Dawood never hurt anybody.
This is...
I hope not.
Yeah. No,
allegedly. Allegedly.
I hope not.
Oh, my God. Yeah, cover the nip up, dude. Cover them fucking dollar-sized nipples up, dude.
Dollar? Come on, these are tiny nipples.
Yeah, those are sand dollars, bro.
Okay. Well, that's... I'm pretty sure that's racial.
Yeah, I guess it is, huh?
I'm just trying to. Is it? You know what I think it is, Mark?
What's it? What is it? I broke my tooth, tattoo. And now I just realized I got to get back with my ex, or else no
that's
one else is gonna
it.
Love me.
But I think it's a thirst trap,
bro.
You think it was a thirst trap?
To Dawood, how did he get home so quick? Did he cross his arms and blink twice?
Oh my God! Dude.
references. Yeah, I don't like that you can see my nipple though.
I like how he capitalized blink twice like it was a fucking band
blink,
or something.
Blink 182.
Yeah.
Blink twice.
You think it was a thirst trap? Well, let me say this. Let me say this. If I can say this, I think the thirst trap was one of the impetuses to me actually. What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I think the thirst trap may have been an impetus to actually me trying to think more clearly, trying to go over what really had happened. Because, you know, when I have a problem, I put it off. I am late on my taxes. I just pretend in my head like there's no taxes. Right. And until it hits me in the face, then, you know, it's. Same thing, you know, oh, I got a problem with this person. If I just pretend like they don't exist, I don't have to fucking deal with it.
Bro,
and
until
when it was, until it is, I realize that they do exist and I gotta think about it, you know?
Dude, Mark's IG feed is just a whole bunch of like sexy IRS guys. He's like, so he can remember to pay his taxes.
Who wants the return?
Mark just needs to get organized. That's all it is.
Yeah, I just gotta get
audited, bro.
I gotta get audited.
Don't say that.
I do. I did a self audit. No, I think that that's I think that that's
a
life all.
Audit. I basically self-audited over this past like couple weeks of the relationship. And when I thought about it, and I thought about, you know, there was a conscious turn in my head of like, maybe this isn't the one for me. And that conscious turn in my head stemmed from insecurities of like actions that that I just kind of that I read the wrong way. I think that's
very, very mature.
I think it was a very mature thing. And I would have never got that clarity. One, if the thirst trap was posted. But it wasn't. But another, if I didn't do couples therapy. It's very, I think therapy is a very good thing. I was all against it, but it does offer you a great
way to like look inside yourself. And if you're feeling down or feeling like shit, or just don't know how to get out of your own head, I really think that therapy is a good option.
Yeah, I think that that's great. And, you know, you only end up hearing, did Mark freeze? Oh, no, you're back.
Y'all froze for me.
It's, you know, we never really talked much about it, so I don't have that much insight. But the few things that you do hear as a friend are obviously from a very specific side. So the reflection that goes on when you decide that there are things that you want to change, I think is super important and something that we'd never see. But my caution stands. There were a few things, you know, there are always things that it's like, just make sure that you don't get so focused on what you've done wrong that you completely forget the other things that got you there. You know what I mean?
100%. Yes, 100%. 100%. But if I, you know, maybe if I didn't do those things wrong, it wouldn't have gone wrong, you know?
It's very, very true. And you do, you know, you've always... Your first reaction when something doesn't go wrong is like nuclear, generally, always, you know?
My first reaction is 100% to fucking go nuclear.
Yeah.
100% to go fucking nuclear every fucking time is just go nuclear. And I think a lot of the things that went wrong in the relationship, I went nuclear inside my own head.
Mm-hmm. You know? Have you ever thought about anger management?
I'm going to therapy, you fucking asshole. Fuck you, bro.
I don't know if that's like a different, if they cover different things. I don't know.
I was doing the thing where I'm like angry at you. You totally didn't get that.
It's back up. Yeah. Your anger wasn't angry enough. Cause I was like, oh, why is he kind of upset at Andrew right now?
Yeah. I know. Right.
Instead of like really angry Mark.
Oh, you missed really angry Mark.
What was this pod about? This seems I came into
the first 45 minutes was yelling about how fucking you pissed me the fuck off.
What the fuck did I do?
So Andrew's mic and audio wasn't working, so it was just Mark and I, and then you weren't here, and it was angry Mark.
Yeah, and me and Joey doing a podcast together is
oh yeah, no, it's not good.
It's all white.
Exactly.
It's all white.
Hey, it's gonna be all white, guys. Listen.
Super Elmer Fudd, isn't it?
Refresh again, King. Tink, refresh again. It should be back up. I think it's back up.
I'll refresh F. Yeah.
It's right around 6 o'clock, bro. Usually Spectrum craps out around like 6 and 12.
Spectrum.
Fucking sucks my ass.
Did you guys watch that show on Netflix?
Which one?
Dating on the Spectrum.
No.
What?
Yeah, dude. I just saw the trailer. I haven't seen it yet. But it's just like people who are on the Spectrum and they put them on dates.
It's just San Francisco Tinder.
Oh. I'm pretty sure it's like super exploitative, but it's like, it looks pretty funny.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. I always hated reality shows. I've reversed course. I only like them in group viewing. I think it's fun. 4 or 5 people drunk. Watched an entire season this weekend of Marrying Millions.
Ooh.
Fantastic. It's one insanely rich person and someone else and just a complete power imbalance. And I realized I will only watch reality shows that have a power imbalance. So if it's dating on the Spectrum and one person has it and the other doesn't, mm-hmm. down. If they both have it,
no, you can't say down, by the way. It's not, it's the whole different thing, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh no.
You guys had a safe pot till I showed up.
Yeah. actually, Andrew was the first one to do a consent joke, so I like how who said it, bro? Who said it? Someone said, I like the new and improved, more focused podcast.
That's what we are.
Boom. This started with Boom said that. IT problems.
Yeah. It's like, dude, just when you think we get it right, they bring us back.
They bring me back.
We do have a new podcast that is completely focused that we'll be dropping in the next few weeks once we get a little backlog going. And that is, it is untitled, but it is a podcast.
Podcasting on the Spectrum.
Podcasting on the Spectrum. And it's us on a Zoom call on Spectrum Internet.
We have Andrew. We watch a train. Just train watching.
Train spotting.
We just read the engine that could over and over.
Yeah. So we're doing a podcast where we review books, but so it's every week we review a new book. It's kind of like a book club. Here's 69's book club. The hook is their children's books. And the tagline is for adult comedians who can't read good, review children's books. It's very exciting. We recorded our first episode last week. A lot of fun. What book did we do?
One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. Oh, yeah. Not talk about IT issues actually at all. Mm-mm. So that's going to be one of our other things on that is that we're actually going to do it.
It's way more fluid.
Fluid. Yes, gender fluid, if you could say.
That's right.
Yes, age fluid.
Age fluid. And it was a lot of fun. This week we're going to be reviewing The Giving Tree.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then next week we're going to be reviewing one book, and then we'll put it out. After we get three, we'll put it out.
Yeah.
They're tough reads. You know, they're tough reads.
We don't like reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're good, and we're excited to do something a little new and maybe something that makes a little more sense to people outside of the four of us hanging out, but it probably won't be quite as good. But it'll be great. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think I can get in trouble for David being shirtless.
You can't even see anything. Also, these are man nipples. Yeah, free the nip, dude. I'm just progressive, nipples. Bro.
Wait, what just happened in chat? Are you reading this, Mark? King Tink is back said, so my neighbor came, asked for sugar. I gave sugar. As he walked away, he farted and instantly a brown splash was on his pants. I can't stop laughing.
That's 100% bullshit. No one has ever went to their neighbors to ask for fucking sugar, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like Joey's neighbors might.
Brown sugar.
Yeah,
I feel like King Tink is just kind of code naming. He's a drug dealer.
Coke?
He's a drug dealer.
He's selling us.
Tink, are you a drug dealer?
That Peruvian butt salt.
Peruvian butt salt.
Oh man! All right. Boys, this is good stuff. Do we have anything else we want to cover?
I thought we had clips that Andrew had. Might as well go for it.
All right.
I'll put my shirt back on. I feel fat shamed.
Thank you.
Yep.
Just kidding.
I have
6 minutes. If I
oh my God, dude. Jesus Christ, bro.
I'm sure all of you saw this, but I thought it was wild.
I'm going to get banned.
Whatever, bro. It's not
for
a big
sexy
deal.
Dowd.
Whatever, dude. It's not a big deal.
This is a guy who's invested 0 hours into this.
Yeah. It's not like I. It's not like I haven't spent the last fucking 150 hours of my life trying to build this channel.
Hey. It's not a big deal, bro. All right. Like, just this is an expression. Oh yeah, I've seen this one.
This was so good, dude.
This is so wild.
Okay, girl. All right. You just hate.
I didn't see this part
either.
What is she doing?
She's stacking Target
buckets. My God.
On the bottom.
My.
Oh, but she took the whole.
My woman's just took the rack. Oh my God.
Dude, at first when I saw this video, I was like, this better not be Sarah. God fucking damn it. Because yeah. I've seen Sarah in that exact same outfit. And I thought you said
you've seen her do that. I was like, oh, shit, dude.
But I know, because we got groceries from Target the other day. I was like, no way.
Fucking way. No yeah. way.
So
oh, my God. Oh my God, my girlfriend's Karen.
So if you're just listening to the podcast, what she does is it's all the hand carts that you walk around with at Target. She stacks them all on one and then takes the hand cart in the, basically the thing that it was in as a pulley.
Yeah, she's using the case.
People do this all the time.
Really?
What?
When it's the only one left, they think it's just part of the thing.
Oh.
They don't actively move all of them out and do like use it like that.
I've never seen that happen. I've never fucking had the urge to do that. I don't think it's a common occurrence.
I've seen it at least 3 times in my life.
Wow.
But they're all old ass people.
Oh.
This one is the only one that's actually deliberate though.
Also,
Just like old people who just like, oh yeah, this is part of it. And they're just like dragging
it. I know they have carts and they have that. I think it's a good idea to combine the two.
No, it's a genius idea. It's not what it's used. If it had wheels.
Yeah, if it had wheels, but she's a weirdo.
Well, this is the best part. Joey, have you seen this?
Uh-uh.
This is the best part.
What is she doing? She's catching
them. They're like sneaking.
They're super. I feel uncomfortable watching this.
Yeah, it feels like they're trying to get like an upskirt video on this chick. Dude. It's really creepy. They're filming through the holes now. They're filming through the peepholes. Yeah,
I've never seen this version, by the way.
Yeah, I've never seen.
Great filmer. Great filmer.
Yeah. Just glory holing that camera. The damn thing. They're still following her.
I mean, not much really happens other than it's like. Whatever.
They just creep
when they find her, go to when they find her.
They confront her.
They confront her.
They confront her.
David?
What?
What is you doing?
Oh no. Oh no, baby.
Loadout, Karate says. Hilarious.
Oh, there's a new guy. Employee walks by.
And says, hey, this is what you're supposed to do, ma'am. This is actually not a stroller.
She's arguing.
And now she argues. Well, what the fuck do you not have wheels on this fucking thing for?
She's fighting it.
You can hear it. You can hear it. You can hear it. You can hear it.
No, now she want to argue with the man about this.
How am I supposed to carry all this stuff?
What are you talking about?
It's so funny to watch that guy just be like the handles.
Yeah, like, how do you argue with someone like this? Like it's such
fuck
a weird
this chick.
Ms. Hold on, pause it. Hold on. Ms. Tracy on the Instagram comments is great. She goes, first, why didn't she get a shopping cart? Absolutely, get a fucking shopping cart, you dumb fucking idiot. Secondly, why do you have so much glue? Which is another what the fuck. Do you have all this glue for?
To glue some wheels on that.
She just loves putting glue on her hands and peeling it.
I can't imagine arguing over that. Well, how am I supposed to carry it?
I mean, she can carry it. She just did it. Oh, now she's making the homie carry it. Oh, now she's taking it from her, and she's like, I'm not buying shit.
And he's contemplating his life. He ends going, fuck everything.
Yeah.
Feels a little fake, though. No?
Does it?
I don't know. I feel like the recording takes me out of it a little bit.
Does it feel
kind of weird fake?
That's a weird fake.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I've seen it. I don't know. I've seen the people pulling those things all the time. So
that's a weird fake. Well, how?
Fuck you for concepting and executing that. If that's your idea of like hidden camera, go fuck yourself.
No, well, you know, they did that whole thing with like Justin Bieber eating a burrito wrong, and the fucking world lost their minds. Remember?
No, did he eat it from the middle?
Yeah. Well, they had a picture of him eating it from the middle.
No, he didn't.
But it wasn't him. It was just a random guy who looks like him, and they staged it. And the whole point is like people do stupid shit like that, and it went viral as fuck. Justin Bieber doesn't know how to eat a burrito.
But why would they fake a video looking like Andrew's girlfriend? when he hasn't even popped off.
Clearly,
yeah,
it was Andrew, and he's like, "I just pulled up this clip. I thought we'd give it a view, and if the people on Twitch want to check that out, then."
I don't know whose side are you on. Like, should they add wheels? I think they should have, but I'm pretty unbiased in this situation.
Yeah. It's a whole campaign so they can get wheels on these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just like eating.
Also, my nipples aren't that dark. Benzilla, killer.
So is this any questions? any questions?
Is that it?
That was it. That was the other one. Unless you want to see more.
Another one?
It's a fight one. I don't know if you want.
Oh, let's do that.
Are there blood? Is there blood?
Yes.
No, we can't see it. No? Can't do it.
Okay. Kind of, man.
Yeah. Sorry. Can't do it. Can't do blood. Can't do blood. Can't do titties.
Salami. Salami's relatively light, I feel.
Oh, salami. Man. Did you say you got some salami ass nips, bro?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Hey, Tink, bro.
Could we not bully my friend, bro? He just got a fresh new haircut. He's got to go on a date.
Yeah. You know he's and it's a hike. Too.
So you know it's going to be.
Sensitive.
I'm hella sensitive, man.
I hiked Runyon Canyon yesterday.
All right, I got another clip if you want to
hike it, Mark.
Hike the whole fucking thing, bro. The long version, too. Up the fucking hills, around the fucking bend. Let's go.
Went for a little run today.
Yeah.
You want to do another quick one? Another one?
Yeah, one more before we go out. And then if you guys got any questions, we'll take some questions.
Yep.
All right. I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
This one is so wild to me.
This one, yeah. This one wasn't very funny, but I enjoyed it.
Biker tries to race but fails horribly. Okay, biker's pulling away, and the car behind him is doing well. Biker's talking shit, and we've got the Porsche is saying, fuck off.
There we go.
Oh, shit. The biker, as the Porsche was accelerating, tried to do a wheelie and just ate a plate of shit and ruined his bike and looks like an asshole.
I love how he just walks it off.
Bro,
I thought he would be hurt more.
My man humbled it the fuck off, walked it off.
He walked it off. He got up and just walked away like, yep, I fucked up.
Bro, he looks like when the Looney Tunes go into like those fights and then everything's like in a circle of dust bowl. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's exactly what that crash looked like. It looks like
Sonic the Hedgehog getting ready to speed up.
My man's hit the fucking supersonic move. He went down B, charged on that motherfucker, bro. Coins everywhere. Seriously, coins. Yo, make a video where it's just the sonic noise, just fucking, and the coins fucking go everywhere. Oh my God, dude. That'd be so funny, bro.
He's probably hella hurt, but just so embarrassed that he's okay. You know,
definitely adrenaline. Definitely
adrenaline. Adrenaline, yeah.
Definitely adrenaline.
I'm
good?
He's probably paralyzed. He's probably paralyzed.
Yeah, as soon as the adrenaline goes away, he's not going to walk anymore.
I'm good, I'm good. Then his legs just split in half.
He just has to be on pure adrenaline the whole time,
uh-huh.
Or else he can't move.
Yeah, he's like that Jason Statham movie.
Yeah, Crank.
Crank.
Also the most ridiculous film on the
If I run out of Crank, I will become paralyzed.
There's someone.
That's the plot of the movie, dude.
That's the plot of like half the people who live in my neighborhood at this point.
That dude's starring in the movie Crank right now. You just can't stop.
Oh, God, man.
Would y'all ever get a bike?
I've thought about it a lot, but there's no fucking way. No, I'm dead if I get it. If I get one, it's over for me.
Yeah, you'll just die.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
It's hard to,
You crashed a fucking car into a house.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So how are you supposed to get a fucking motorcycle, bro?
Yeah.
Bikes are awesome. My buddy Luke, who you know, is getting a bike, and I'm like, and he's like, yeah, no, I know everyone's opinion, but it literally must be done. And I'm like, well, if that's your path, that's your
he's
path.
He's dead. Just know he's going to die.
Don't approve.
Yeah, he's going to die.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm literally worried about that. I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, I heard he's got problems going on too, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Once we end this, I want to get updates. COVID's a motherfucker, bro. Here I was at the beginning of COVID thinking I was about to lose my grandparents and everybody's grandparents, and it's just relationships.
It's just your mind and your girl.
Yeah. Just my front tooth and my girlfriend is everything that COVID has taken away from me.
Your front tooth and your girlfriend. COVID's made you homeless.
Yeah, yeah, straight up. Dude.
Just slowly making you a homeless.
Ah, man, I'm waiting for Andrew to kick me out, man. Fuck. That's why I want David to fucking come down here so quick, because I'm getting kicked out.
Nice, dude. I'll sleep on the couch. I'm stacking money, dude. I haven't gone to work in 3 weeks.
What a pair of sentences.
Rude Boy Zach asks. Rude Boy Zach.
I have to get fired soon. I don't know how they're doing it. So we'll see what happens.
I can't believe you still haven't got fired. Rude Boy asked how do we all meet? We just met through comedy. Me and Andrew went to high school together, but we met the other two during comedy.
You know, they went to the same high school, not at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. 25 years apart.
Okay. Yeah.
I all the shit. Yeah. I was the principal at Andrew's kindergarten.
And yeah.
And watched him grow up. Did we lose stream again? We did, huh? Fuck. God damn.
Did we?
Not again.
What's happening, bro? What the fuck is happening with stream, bro? Can y'all see me still?
Yeah.
You froze for me. Happening?
I hear and see everybody. Oh, not anymore.
Well, shit. I only see you, Daoud, so it must be their internet.
My internet's amazing right now, so
hey,
it feels good.
I'm doing an outdoor show in Danville tomorrow. Can I come get my record from you?
Yeah, I'm going to be at that show too.
Oh, sick. Can you just bring my record?